Lunch with Pippa Hudson. And now,
Consumer Talk, featuring Wendy Nola.
Always great to have Wendy with us on the show. She's joining us from Joburg today, and finally going to have a chance to follow up on a question that came up several weeks ago around the yellow pages and why they're still being printed when so many of them just go straight into the bin. We'll also make space for an update on some other telecom issues and some open line calls as well. Wendy, always great to have you with us. Welcome.
Thanks, Pippa. Good to be with you. I hope I'm coming through loud and clear.
Yep, so far so good. Touch wood. Let's hope the signal holds up. Just a reminder, if those listening would like to join the conversation, they can do so by calling us on 021-446-0567 or leave a voice note on 072-567-1567. Now, Wendy, we had a very interesting conversation a couple of weeks back on the show about creative uses for the yellow pages and the telecom phone directory. It turns out our listeners use them for everything from backrests and adjusting the height of their computer screen to cleaning the windows and even rolling their homemade cigarettes with the pages. But nobody seemed to actually use them for the purpose for which they're intended. And that led to a whole lot of questions from various listeners about why they are still being mass produced and dropped off. Vic mailed us to say, mine was dropped off on Friday. The yellow pages part is now very thin and I can only think some businesses are renewing it without intending to. I still find the phone book useful for finding numbers when the internet is down or during load shedding. We heard from another person saying, I received our yellow pages today and was aghast that this product is still being produced. Another email from somebody who lived in St. Francis Bay who says a lot of the homes here are essentially holiday homes. Last week, Telkom delivered thousands of yellow pages to vacant houses and stands. What a total waste of money. Lots of questions being asked about why they are still being mass produced and delivered in the way they are, why they are wrapped in swathes of plastic, and really if there's not a better way of doing things. So we asked Wendy to do some digging for us, and Wendy, over to you.
Okay, so as you say, for many of us, I mean, we can't actually remember the last time we even saw a Telkom directory, much less actually paged through one. And I'm obviously talking about the hard copy, old-fashioned paper thing. Mm-hmm. Listener Jill L. is one of several listeners who've questioned why they are still being printed at all. She says the yellow phone book covered in plastic has hit our suburb earlier this week. What a waste of paper, plastic, and of course paying someone to deliver. The city's logo is on the front as well. Was that a further waste of our money? Would love to know if the city contributed financially to this yellow elephant. So I did ask the City of Cape Town's media people earlier this week how the logo landed up on the front and whether there was a financial arrangement. And she got back yesterday and said, I'm still working on it, need some more time. And this morning she said, unfortunately, we just need more time to investigate. So I'll have to that answer next week. But yeah, I will make sure that I get it. But yes, the other questions have been answered.
Okay, so that's very strange that it should take days to be able to answer what's a fairly straightforward question.
So.
Yeah. Okay, but watch the space on the city's contribution. What we did do, though, was get some feedback from Trudon, who are Telkom's directory subsidiary, and we spoke to them about the environmental question and several other issues which Wendy raised, one of them being why many companies are complaining that they can't cancel their entries or communicate with Trudon at all. And we also raised the issue of whether Trudon is doing anything to alert customers to the scam artists we've spoken about on the show before who continue to pass themselves off as the directory service. So you got feedback on a number of these issues, Wendy. What did Trudon tell you?
Well, I would have liked them, one of their reps to tell us themselves, but I put the invitation out there, but they were sort of looking and wanting more time to come back to me on that, and it didn't happen. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to just summarize the quite lengthy response, I have to say. So on its website, Trudon calls its print yellow pages our highly visible and popular print directory. So my first question was, is that a valid claim in 2020? And responding, Giselle Bodenstein, who's their senior specialist business marketing, said, firstly about the environmental impact. Let's start there. Our entire production process is green, she said, from using certified PEFC paper, that is, from sustainable fororests to using a steam biomass boiler during manufacturing, which is carbon neutral. Pellets and cardboard packaging are fully recyclable, which is donated free to disadvantaged communities. We abide to all emission control, and hence we have a low carbon footprint. Each directory carries the program for the endorsement of forest certification, an international certificate of which we are very proud, she said.
Wendy, I'm sorry, I don't buy that, because that's ignoring the fact that they come delivered wrapped in swathes of plastic and delivered by a truck driving everywhere. So I'm sorry, to claim to be environmentally friendly, I can take the point that the paper on which it's printed might be, but the entire process, I'm a little skeptical about that answer.
Yeah, it's everything's a trade-off. I suppose they would say if they didn't cover it in plastic, then the whole product would be wasted. It would turn to pulp in Cape Town in winter when it's delivered. On the claim that electronic communication is better for the environment, though, Trudon counters, and of course they've got a counter to all these criticisms that people have. If you think that getting your social media fix on your digital device or smartphone is more environmentally friendly than reading your favorite book, newspaper, or magazine or directory, think again. Messages that encourage consumers to go paperless to save the environment are misleading. E-waste, the carbon footprint, and full life cycle of electronic products should be taken into account.
Wow.
I thought that was a bit of a stretch.
Yeah,
but,
to say the least.
Yes.
Okay. So dodging the environmental question there, I am smiling. Somebody just WhatsApped to say my 9-year-old picked up the Yellow Pages from our mailbox and said, "What is this, 1990?" I'm surprised they didn't just say, "What is this?" question mark full stop, because of us have never even opened one for more than 20 years. Wendy, having said that, we did have one listener who mailed us to call you and I out on our privilege in the way we'd been speaking about this issue. And I said, in fairness to Maurice, we would read his email out on air today. He did make a fair point.
Yes, he said, and it's one that I've been contemplating before receiving his email based on my engagement with Trudon. But Maurice said, "I enjoy your program and I do my best to tune in on Wednesdays. However, I must take you to task about the phone books. You and Pippa talk from a position of privilege. Have you ever considered the millions you do not have the iPhones or smartphones? Think of all the older people who can't afford those fancy phones or even want one. I have both an old cell phone and a smartphone, but I prefer the old one as it's small and fine for making and receiving calls. I do not need a status symbol."
I take his point, Wendy, but, and this is the caveat for me, is I take the point that there are some listeners for whom the existence of the phone directory might be a necessary and welcome one. It doesn't explain why they are delivered to so many millions of households who don't want them, haven't asked for them, haven't given any indication of interest in them, and would rather not have them. If Maurice wants to use one, I'm not saying they shouldn't be created and available to somebody like him, but I do question why they are given without question to everybody.
Exactly. That was one of my follow-up questions, because it wasn't addressed in my initial response from Trizelle. And I said, is there some way, it would seem to make sense to me, is there some way that consumers and businesses can indicate to Trudon that they do not wish to receive this product, which, you know, is going to go straight to recycling, or in some places, in some cases, you know, be dumped because there's no one to collect them, holiday homes and all the rest.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, many businesses are now working from home and they're very much electronic. Anyway, I mean, even as a journalist, I mean, I remember when I was still working in a newsroom 3-4 years ago, we just didn't get one. There wasn't one to be found. Mm-hmm. They, you know, didn't get delivered. Anyway, I haven't received a follow-up, a response to that follow-up question, unfortunately. But what Trudon did say about this aspect of, you know, how many people still use it, Trudon says, "South Africa has a low internet access overall." And I think we do have to take the point that we're a very divided country. We've developed and developing all in the mix. Just 41% of households in the Cape Peninsula, for example, says Trudon, have access to a personal computer and internet access from home. Therefore, the print product is still a cheaper option at present. Local schools form part of our post-delivery recycling program, where we educate learners about recycling and sponsoring many, we sponsor many schools with tree planting. I think that's their sort of counter for the vast amount of paper used. And okay, the last report I saw was a 2011. They had a huge tree planting initiative. Over the years, we've reduced and adjusted our print volumes in line with technology. And this year, we're anticipating printing 2.2 million of the things, a reduction of 15.15% year on year as digital media becomes cheaper and more accessible. I found a news report that said their print run was 7 million in 2011. So it's now down to 2.2. So that is quite a substantial reduction, okay, but still 2.2 million directories, which, as someone said earlier in the show, are now your directory for your area. And then at the back, as part of the same book, a very slim yellow pages. Yeah. Each and every directory, says Trudon, each and every directory area, rather, is independently analyzed based on user requirements and access to basic information. And that was my question that I went back to. Yeah. Was, yes, what does that mean? And how, you know, how can people say, well, we don't want it, thank you. But I haven't had an answer, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm curious about their distribution choices. So Jill L., who sent that initial email that got us talking about this again, lives in my suburb. So she got one. I think she's within a sort of a 1 or 2 kilometer range of my home. She got one. Touch wood, so far I haven't, and I hope it stays that way, because the last set are literally still sitting in their plastic wrap in a bottom drawer in my desk. And I shoved them there in the thought that maybe I would need to raise my computer screen one day and have kept them for that purpose. But literally, you know, they go from my post box into my recycling bin usually. So what did they say to you about their distribution run?
Well, just that it's these books are consumed or delivered to it. They're not the same thing as we've been talking about. 2 million households in South Africa. Households. But that's odd, because that would leave 200,000 businesses, and that doesn't – maybe they mean – households and businesses.
Yeah.
The focus over the past 3 to 5 years, rather, has been on optimizing our distribution strategy to focus largely on areas where access to broadband is limited, or where our advertising customers feel that they get the most value. The volumes we print have, however, declined over time, as she said. And she added something that I didn't know. The Telkom is still obligated to produce a directory on request from customers. We may charge for a directory. I'm guessing that's an ICASA requirement.
Okay.
We may charge for a directory. However, due to advertising revenues, we do not charge Telkom or the end customer for the copies of the directory. So if you want one and you don't have one, maybe your area has been particularly hard hit by load shedding or whatever, you contact Trudon, and they are required to get one to you. So that's okay. The opposite of what we've been saying. If you're not getting one and you want one, you are entitled to one.
Okay, and we'll continue the conversation after the news headlines, including a call from George, who wants to weigh in with a view. Just a reminder that we're with Wendy Nola talking about the Telkom phone directories and yellow pages. It is delivery time. We are receiving reports from a lot of frustrated people who didn't want them, who nevertheless received a copy. We've had one or two people saying, I do still use mine and would like to have one. And we'll carry on just asking a little bit more about who is actually using them, what the costs are for Telkom, etc. An interesting email in from another John saying, I had to look up a number recently when my computer was down, so I went and found the latest phone book. Sure enough, the place I was looking for was there, but the address and number were for premises they left more than 5 years ago. Wendy, there's an interesting aspect. So is the information in them even current?
Updated.
And that's something we'll get to. Let's just take a call. George has been waiting very patiently to speak to us from Claremont. Afternoon, George.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm good, thanks. About 5-6 years ago, I got a big refund from Trudon, which is actually via Telkom. Well, what happens on your Telkom account, there's a line item on the front that it's just a word, contracts.
Okay.
And all the shops had it on them, and I queried it with Telkom, and they said, oh, because that could be for telephones you bought, it could be for anything. And I said, what is this for? And they said, no, that's Trudon. So I contacted Trudon, and they said, no, we phoned and we got recordings of you agreeing to being put in the ad. So I said, well, can I listen to the recordings? And they played them back. And what they do is they phone the shop, They confirm the telephone number, the address, and they ask other couple of questions, and that they take as confirmation that you will appear in the Yellow Pages, and your account comes via, you don't get a bill or anything, it's on the Telkom account under the line contracts. If you don't pay that amount, Telkom will cut your line.
That's a sneaky, sneaky approach. But George, thank you for flagging it. Wendy, I know this is one of the issues we want to talk about, this issue of how to cancel if you were in there and don't want to be anymore, and the difficulties some people have been having. And that's a very, very sneaky approach to getting that that renewal done, in my view. Just before we go there, though, if we go, Wendy, just jump to the top of page 5 in our notes that we're working off here. You've got some actual stats, because we asked the question of Trudon, do you think people are actually still using the books? And what feedback did they give you?
They said, we currently track around 3,000 adverts nationally, and 255,668 calls were made in the last 12 months on these numbers. So, yes, people are still using the printed directory. That's what they say. They track them.
They track the responses.
They track how many, I suppose, through Telkom, through their comms partner. They choose 300 adverts, and then they look to see how many calls were made on those numbers. Can we say that those were direct results of somebody looking
exactly.
it up?
Exactly. How do they know? I mean, they don't know that we didn't look that number up on the internet, not in the actual directory itself.
It's. I didn't interrogate that, and I should have, but I don't think I would have got an answer in time for the show.
I mean, it's another one of these situations where we've got reams and reams of responses that really don't say anything at all about the questions that we've asked. It's a great pity they weren't prepared to supply somebody to talk to us online on the show. I mean, here's an interesting perspective from Sue. She actually views it as an invasion of her privacy to have this directory distributed. She says, I don't want my details out there for criminals to be able to use. Do you think that's a fair complaint, that Sue actually doesn't want her name and address to be listed in the directory?
Well, you can choose to have it not listed. I mean, I know myself and a lot of my journalist colleagues back in the day, we were doing reports and getting threats and things, and I definitely didn't want my home number in the directory, and it never was, because I said I didn't want it to be.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you can choose not to be listed for whatever reason, and they must honor that for privacy reasons, absolutely.
But that requires you to be able to get in touch with them, which is one of the issues that a lot of people flagged with us. So, Jenny, for example, wrote to us to say we are being billed every month for a listing in the Yellow Pages that we just no longer require. The bill, as she makes the same point that George did, that the bill is attached to our Telkom account. We can't just not pay, because then we are listed at Telkom as a bad debtor. But she said we just cannot get hold of anybody at Trunon to cancel our listing. And on Hello Peter, there are more than 170 similar complaints from people who are trying to cancel their contracts, but that the contract just gets renewed without them ever having felt like they approved it. What did Trudon say when you put that to them?
Let's get to that part, because I've still got the bit about how they justified being good for businesses. They say, we are directing customers to email us, as our customer care team is not able to receive calls. And I mean, really, that's not acceptable. This is a communications company. Many corporates have made a plan. They've equipped their staff members to work from home. They've given them cell phones and whatever. And you'd think a communications company would be better placed to do that for their staff than most. So saying your customer care team cannot receive calls is just not acceptable in my book. Effectively, all our resources are equipped to work remotely, Trudon says. The issue is, however, related to process as well. When we receive a cancellation request, the customer service teams need to see if the customer is still in the contracted term. Although we bill monthly, the customer is liable for the full 12 months, as we have already incurred the costs and the directory is already in production. Are you starting to think of a reason why they still need these books to be in production?
Yeah. there's an answer because, there. Yeah.
Yes. On digital, there is a mix of month-to-month on the month-to-month, we do process the request and issue credits where there is potentially a lag between the cancellation request date and the actual cancellation. At present, due to lockdown, we had an influx of queries, and as such, there is a backlog the team are working through. We're now in September. We went into lockdown in March. That's 6 months, and I don't think that excuse cuts any longer. There should not be a backlog. They have the means to sort that out. So, you know, I've had people write to me whose businesses have closed during lockdown, and they're still paying for, you know, for this contracted advertising fee, which is essentially what the yellow pages and the bold copies and the white pages are. So it's a really bad combination, and I really think Trudeau need to apply themselves to that.
Yeah. Wendy, you mentioned we did skip over a quite important part of their feedback. When you put it to them, sort of what is in it for a business to still be in this directory? What did they say to you?
Okay, the answer was the directory has still proved a cost. English is a bit dodge. The directory is still a cost-effective means for small and medium businesses to reach their customers, and has also met some of the objectives from government in terms of distributing information, including the details and locations of police stations and key government institutions to those who do not have access to smartphones or broadband. Although there are free listing platforms available where your opportunity to be seen unless you take the paid offering is relatively low, the reality is that digital in general is much more expensive than the localized directory. Typically, you can get a listing for as low as 14 Rand per month in the white pages versus an entry-level website proposition that start at 100 Rand a month. So they're saying obviously on digital, there's no, you can't restrict the advertising to a particular region or area. And so the advertising spend is greater. Whereas with the old fashioned printed directory, you're paying just to
target
yourself,
a particular market. Yeah.
Target rather, yes, a particular area. So hence the rates are lower. At private business level, Trudon said, we have embedded digital technologies into our print proposition. In other words, they pay for print and get the digital entry free, which demonstrates a measurable return for small businesses at an acceptable and competitive cost. A small business is able to measure the number of calls generated into their business across our print propositions. And about the drivers, there were a couple of comments about, you know, you've got to pay the drivers as well. Trudon says we use local drivers. There's no middleman to enrich their personal lives. We also generate employment for local communities, pumping millions of rands back into the Cape Town community. And we follow the same methodology nationally. As you said, the counter to that in terms of the environmental footprint is that's an awful lot of petrol.
Yeah, yeah. So some interesting comments here. A few people saying our Yellow Pages directory can be picked up from the post office, and saying that's an alternative that makes sense, that if you want one, let us know where to go and find it, and we can pick it up for ourselves and leave the decision up to us. But I mean, listen to these examples. A WhatsApp saying, at our security complex, 262 Yellow Pages were delivered. A week later, we had two black bins full of Yellow Pages for the recycling company to take away. Similar one, of the two residential complexes I manage, says a WhatsApp, one has 24 units of two occupants each, and only one elderly occupant actually welcomes her Telkom books. The other, with 44 units of 2 to 5 occupants each, has not a single occupant who wants to take it. We recycle 67 pairs of Telkom books at just those two complexes. I live in Wynberg, says Shane, and came home last Sunday to find 6 directories dumped on my front doorstep. Obviously, the person distributing them had simply dumped them and moved on. I now have 7 copies, which are all going to recycling. It is such a waste of money. Before we take a short break, we've got 2 callers on the line who want to comment about the actual listings in the book. James in Simonstown, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm very lucky. I've been getting a free listing for years. I closed my rare books business years ago, but I do deal in books still, and I get free calls via the Yellow Pages.
So they've never removed your listing, even though your business actually doesn't even exist anymore?
That's right, yes.
Have you tried to tell them that, James?
I've just missed the opportunity. I don't know why.
Okay, that speaks to the accuracy of the information, doesn't it? Brian and Kirstenhoff, I think it's a similar story. Good afternoon.
Hi, good day to you. Just a question. They dropped a Yellow Pages off a telephone book at my house the other day. And just out of interest, I had looked to see if my name was in the book. Well, it's still there, and I haven't had a landline for a year.
So you're still listed as well, even though the line doesn't even exist. And, yeah, cancellation of landlines is a question we're going to chat to you about after the break, Wendy. I mean, again, this is all anecdotal evidence. We have... somebody just WhatsApp to say these directories are essential. How else could I raise the height of my computer monitor? That does seem to be the most common use for them.
Yes.
Wendy, I mean, look, they've given us a lot of explanations as to why there is a need for them to exist. What it doesn't answer is why they continue to mass produce and mass deliver without any option of the opt-in, opt-out system. That, to me, is the big thing that just does not make sense.
Yeah, look, they're saying they're printing 15% less every year, and that there are people who do welcome them in your poorer communities where they don't have access to the internet at home, and you know, we need to bear that in mind, etc. But it does seem, certainly in many areas, that they're not getting their mapping right, and or their drivers are not following instructions or something. But the bottom line is that too many people are getting one, if not several, copies of these things when they have no intention of ever using them. And that is just on every level, money, environmentally, etc. I mean, yes, you can recycle them, but that's not a process that's done without cost, financially and environmentally as well. And it just, as you say, it's not adding up. There's an awful lot of waste here, and their current print run doesn't seem, and their distribution map doesn't seem to be in sync with the reality of the number of people who actually do want and welcome these books. And I think the solution would be for them to do some proper studies into that. And also, I love the idea of just get it from the post office if you want one.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
And request one from them. The postmasters can then take that on and make sure the people that want them get them. And if they don't have them in stock, say, come back next week, I'll have one for you.
Cape Talk.
Consumer Talk.
Call now 021-446-0567.
The distressing thing, Wendy, is the number of messages I'm receiving on the WhatsApp line from people saying that their recycling schemes will not accept the Yellow Pages.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just to make it even worse. Several people saying ours will not accept them. That is a very, very interesting and distressing comment, because that takes away any last remaining thought that at least they go into the recycling system at the end.
Well, I can't – I'm no expert on paper recycling, but I can't think of a reason why that would be. So I would – unless they don't want to be – have the labor involved in ripping the plastic off all of them, I don't know. But please, if whichever listeners have said that, if they could email me or you and let us know which recyclers those are so that I can find out.
What the reason is for that, yeah. Okay,
yes,
thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Wendy, we'd be remiss in not mentioning the scam again. We have spoken about this on the show before, but it catches so many people, and it catches vulnerable people. It really hurts this one. Just remind us what happens.
Okay, so potential victims of the scam are companies that pay Trudon for a bold listing in the White Pages or in the Yellow Pages. So anything you see in bold is paid for. People who work in these companies then get a call from someone asking for an email address that they can confirm the listing for the next directory. They send an email from a telcom.net email address, which any of us can get, but of course it just, or Telcom SA, I think it kind of keeps the illusion going that this is actually Telcom. They say it's free. People obviously assume it's Trudon / Telcom. They get the email from this person, and often it's just a front of house person, a receptionist or an admin person, who fills in the form without consulting the boss or the manager and without reading this tiny, tiny print. And they think nothing more of it until they get a demand for payment of around 10,000 Rand, 11,000 Rand, because the small print reveals that what they actually put their signature to was an agreement to a 24-month listing in some obscure digital directory that doesn't actually exist in my view. Well, anyone can just come up with a listing somewhere of a directory that has no reach. They call themselves, they change their names often. It's telecom directories, white pages online, business directories. And then if you don't pay, then you get harassed by debt collectors. The latest one is they're calling themselves the credit bureau something, so people think it's a genuine credit bureau that's going to blacklist them. Incidentally, I don't know of a single case of anyone being blacklisted or of any of the legal threats ever being carried out. But because of the enormous pressure and people thinking that, you know, receptionist perhaps thinking she's going to lose her job, you know, I know of some who've taken out loans to pay.
Oh, no shame.
It's absolutely awful. The whole thing is illegitimate. The advertising has been found to be misleading by the then Advertising Standards Authority about 3 years ago. The Council for Debt Collectors fined two of the operators for operating debt collecting companies illegitimately 2 years ago. Earlier this year, I received an email from the Council for Debt Collectors legal team, which stated that there had been a meeting between the legal department of the National Consumer Commission and the legal department of the Council for Debt Collectors last year already. But in their view, no legal contract came into existence between White Pages Online or whatever they call themselves and the complainants, because there was no meeting of the minds between the two contracting parties.
Okay.
Simply put, this means the product is the person didn't accept this two-year subscription, and basically there is no valid contract. And my advice, and I get conservatively 3 to 5 of these complaints and queries from anxious business owners every week still.
Every week?
It's just sometimes 3 a day.
Wow.
But conservatively, I'd say 3 to 5, well, no, never as little as 3, about 5 in a full week minimum. I have a cut and paste thing, Pippa, that I send back. People say, oh, that was quick, and it's a cut and paste. But just ignore it. Don't give in to the harassment. Disengage and report them if there's a credit bureau, a so-called debt collecting company, in inverted commas, that's harassing you. Report them for the council, to the Council for Debt Collectors, because they are very much on this case. And just ultimately read the small print, whatever you do. The smaller the print, the more important it is that you read it.
Okay, thanks for the reminder. I mean, it's horrifying that there's that many of these complaints coming into just your mailbox, Wendy. I mean, it just gives you a sense of how many people they're catching. It's extraordinary.
I think I get them because I've spoken about this on several radio stations. I've written about it several times on Times Live. So when people Google us, when they get caught and they get that demand and they're horrified, they start looking for answers online, and then they find my name attached to something, and then I get the email.
Yeah. Okay. Wendy, we're almost out of time on this side. So thank you very much for alerting everybody to that scam. We're going to hold over the conversation about the Telkom landline, which was removed without any suitable replacement, for next week, I think, because we won't have time to get through it today. I think, though, we can squeeze in a very short open line call from Julian, who's been waiting so patiently on the line from Greenpoint. Julian, you wanted to raise a question about an online banking app, I believe. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm just sure, like most of your listeners, we in today's app world, you give your credit card to Microsoft, Google, Apple, Netflix, Adobe, Dropbox, Uber. They, you know, you have your credit card details saved. And then sometimes you get a polite mail to say your credit card's expiring. Please update, you know, whether it's Apple Music or whatever. But I've been charged. So my credit card expired, my FNB card, on the 31st of August.
Yeah.
So I got some mails from Adobe and from Netflix and, you know, to update it. But then I'm getting charged 10 Rand a day, 9 Rand 50 every day, for the declined authorization fee. And trust me, I've got plenty available on my card. So I phoned the bank and they said, no, your card is expired and there are third-party companies running my subscription and I'm paying 10 Rand a pop for that. And they said, there's nothing they can do. I must contact these companies and update my card. But, I mean, I'm talking hundreds of people. I'm not joking. I'm a financial director of multiple companies. I've got a wife and ex-wife and 3 kids who all use my card online. I can't contact every single person. But my kid has given the card to and say, hi, guys, here are my new card details. So I'm literally being banged every day. Every single day, some Take-A-Lot or some BizNews, for example, Alec Hogg, it's like £5 a month. And they run it, and because my card's expired, I get charged 10 Rand.
Does that sound correct to you, Wendy?
Well, they, I have to say, probably their terms of and conditions, yes, yes, because they can't collect on an expired card. And they, you were contracted with them, and so they're entitled to collect payment. And if an expired card is preventing them from doing so, there's most likely a clause in the terms and conditions that few of us ever read that entitles them to do that. So it's a very big warning in terms of how many people in our circle, in our family, have access, you know, use our credit card for these services. And, you know, with everything being so online, the opposite of what Trudon's doing with its directory, we our details are out there for payment for all sorts of things. So I'm sorry, Julian, but I think you've either got to pay 10 rand a day to all those people that are sucking on your credit card account, or make those calls or get someone to do it for you and just do the updating. But it's a very welcome,
sobering reminder.
Reminder and warning for the rest of us. Yeah, absolutely.
On that sobering note, Wendy, always great to have you with us. Thanks so much for your time today, and we'll chat again next week.
Will do. Thanks, Pippa.